Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Ms. Patty Stovall, Property Development Manager for Hasse Construction and Board Member for South Shore Clean Cities. Patty, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you for having me. I'm grateful to be here today.
So, Patty, tell our listeners a little bit about Hasse Construction and your role there.
Yes, I am the, of course, like you mentioned, the Property Development Manager. I oversee commercial development and construction activities. I also do some on-site property management and some property development for the company.
Mm-hmm.
I also support the Hasse team in doing marketing and community outreach for the company, which is something that we really do quite a bit here.
Sure.
at the company.
So I understand Hasse is celebrating its 100th anniversary. So congratulations on that. And tell us a little bit about your history there.
Sure. Let me step back just a moment. We're a fourth generation company that has been serving the Midwest for over 100 years. We're really excited about that this year. Next year we'll be, of course, with what's going on in our country today, we'll be celebrating our big celebration next year. But the company started in 1920, and it was started by William Hasse's grandfather, great-grandfather, I believe, as a public construction and independent paving.
Mm-hmm.
at the time. And his grandfather retired in 1966, and William Hasse III, Bill Hasse, took over the company at that time.
I see.
And then his brother, John, joined him soon after, and then his children joined in 2017.
So I know Hasse's been involved in a lot of high-profile projects in the region. So can you give our listeners a sense of some of your recent projects?
Sure. This year, we're really excited. We had received some awards through the Construction Advancement Foundation for some outstanding projects that we completed, which we are really excited about. One being the Public Works Project of the Year for Bulldog Park in
mm-hmm.
Crown Point, which is a beautiful contribution to the Crown Point, Indiana. It has a ice rink and a pavilion. That was one of our projects that we did. We also did some industrial. We were awarded the Industrial Contractor of the Year award for ArcelorMittal for the Walking Beam Furnace project. That was a big project for us this past year. And then recently we have some the North Point Orthopedic project on Calumet Avenue in Munster, Indiana, which is a 25,000 square foot facility that should be completed by the end of the year. And then we have the Dyer Fire Station that we're working on right now, which is a new contribution to the to Dyer, which is a Parks and Police Department project that we're working on. So we have a lot going on this year.
Wonderful.
Quite busy.
That's great. That's good. Great to hear. So we know Hasse supports sustainability in your efforts and is a LEED certified. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about some of those efforts and what LEED certification means?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, Hasse Construction takes environmental responsibilities very serious. We are LEED certified and clearly understand the process and benefits of sustainability in building. Our team collaborates with many local companies on projects that use natural gas-fueled equipment, and keeping jobs safe is our number one priority. Our equipment meets government regulations. We, have fugitive dust control and heavy equipment, clean air exhaust on our equipment.
Mm-hmm.
We've also been honored to build the BMO Harris in Chesterton, which was a environmentally designed gold silver certified construction project. We here really do take that serious in terms of being certified and working that in our jobs and our sure. projects.
So how can our listeners learn more about HASTI Construction?
People can visit our website at www.hasticonstruction.com. You know, we also have a Facebook page and an Instagram page and a LinkedIn page that we do keep up to date with all the news on our projects and what's going on with HASTI Construction. So, you know, we are out there. We are in the community, and we try to stay as active as possible.
And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Patty Stovall, Property Development Manager for HASTI Construction. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.